Then, on the eve of the 2016 election, Sittenfeld released a short story, The Nominee, told from the perspective of Hillary Clinton as she's interviewed by a combative journalist. But Rodham, her seventh book, gleefully abandons biographical analysis for thoughtful experimentation. Unlike American Wife, which delved into traumas the real Bush experienced early in her life to explain her psychology, Rodham introduces a Hillary almost fully formed. At law school, Sittenfeld does not detail the childhood moments that might have shaped her politics, her religiosity, or her ego. The reader must divine the origins of her ambition from her pillow talk with Bill. Certain early passages read like cringe-inducing fan fiction. It would be one thing to encounter veiled approximations of Bill and Hillary getting hot and heavy in law school. It is quite another to read sex scenes that invoke the real names of one of America's most prominent couples. Sittenfeld even goes so far as to imply that Bill is a sex addict, crumpled under the weight of an unstoppable affliction. No doubt the publisher has a great legal team. While these carnal episodes will certainly serve to scandalize book clubs, they also are meant to solve this mystery. Why would a woman with such promise stay with a man torpedoing toward scandal? Sittenfeld blends reported facts with imagined details. Fictional Hillary, she asserts in Rodham, was often spurned by romantic interests for being too intellectual or too assertive, and she felt flattered by charismatic Bill's attentions. That's a theory likely born from comments on real-life Hillary has made over the years about her husband being more attractive than she is. As journalist Amy Chozick observed in her book Chasing Hillary, Clinton's assessment of how her looks compare with those of her husband isn't really true. But Chozick added, "It has always told me a lot about Hillary that she thought it was." Yet flirtation and flattery do not a power couple make. In Rodham, as in real life, these two share an intense intellectual connection. But it's that very intellect that Sittenfeld argues would eventually drive Hillary away from Bill.